श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 7 वर्स 13 लिंक लॉर्ड कृष्णा इन द 12th वर्स सेड दैट एंटिटीज बोर्न ऑफ सत्व रजस एंड तमस आर बोर्न ऑफ हिम स्टिल नीदर ही इज इन देम नॉर आर दे इन हिम इट मीन्स दैट गॉड इज फ्री फ्रॉम मैटर एंड इट्स एवोल्यूट्स. Similarly, soul being an eternal portion of God is also free. But how is it bound? The answer follows. Tribhir gunamayir bhavir rebhi sarvamidam jagat mohitam nabhi janati मामेभ्यः परमव्ययम्. Beguiled by these threefold dispositions, gunas of nature, prakriti, this world, embodied soul, does not know me, who is beyond these and imperishable as well. Comment. Tribhir guna mayir bhaver rebhi sarvamidam jagata. The three dispositions, modes of nature, sattva, rajas and tamas, evolve and dissolve. A man, by identifying himself with these modes, thinks himself as sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. Being deluded by them, he cannot deem that he is an eternal part of God. Losing sight of this eternal affinity with God, he accepts his affinity with transitory mental tendencies. This is his delusion. The term Jagata, world, here denotes embodied soul. The spirit, because of its identity with the kaleidoscopic body, is called Jagat. It accepts the body's birth, death, health and sickness as its own. So long as it continues to accept its identity with the body, it will remain the world. That is, it will go on following the cycle of birth and death without living permanently anywhere. Men are deluded because they accept as separate entities the three modes of nature besides God. If they accept these as divine manifestation, they cannot be deluded. Delusion arises out of either of the assumptions regarding the body as yours or accepting yourself as the body. Acceptance of the body as yours is mindness, while acceptance that the self is the body is egoism. This egoism and mindness is called delusion. It is because of delusion that a man cannot know the reality about God. It is a rule that a man can know the world by isolating himself from it, and he can know God by identifying himself with him, because he is totally different from the body and one with God. Our affinity with God is natural because we are his eternal part, but our affinity with the body and the world is man-made and artificial. If we accept this artificial affinity is real, that is our delusion, and it obstructs in realizing real affinity. Now there is a question, whether first man turned away from God or got deluded by the three modes of nature. Philosophers are of the opinion that both of them have been there from times immemorial. They are without beginning. Therefore, it cannot be said that which of these is former and which is latter. Man should make the right use of freedom given to him by God. By doing so, he can transcend the three modes of nature and be free from the cycle of birth and death. This proves that by misusing this freedom and being entangled in sensual and ephemeral pleasures, he cannot realize God. By the term Param Avyayam, Lord Krishna says that he is above the threefold modes of nature. He is connected with and free from them. There is no modification in him. Moreover, He is imperishable. But the man deluded by the mode of nature cannot know his real self. Appendix. The man who, instead of seeing God, perceives sattvic, rajasic and tamasic dispositions, enjoys them and derives pleasure from them. He is deluded by those dispositions. That is bound by God's divine illusion. And the result is that he follows the cycle of birth and death. It means the sattvika, rajasa and tamasa disposition, actions, objects, time, nature and modes, are transient, while God is eternal. Those who enjoy the transient get bound, but those who, having renounced the transient, take refuge in God, get liberated. In this verse, the term Jagata has been used for the embodied soul. It means that the being, by according reality, by valuing and by being attached to the entity which really does not exist, becomes Jagata. The sentient becomes insentient. The higher nature becomes lower nature. The soul assumes the origin and destruction of the world as its origin and destruction, and the profit and loss of the world as its own profit and loss. As a man, by becoming obsessed with desire, becomes kamatmanah, gets practically identified with desire, and by intimate kinship with God, manmayah, gets absorbed in God. Similarly, the embodied soul, being deeply attached to the world, becomes the world. The only difference is that an aspirant's identity with God is eternal, but identity with desire or jagata is transient. A man has assumed the existence of other entity besides God. By assuming its existence, he regarded it as valuable. By valuing it, he got attached to it. And by being attached to it, he lost his independent existence and became Jagata. He who regards the existence of the world only forgets one's own reality and becomes Jagata, which is unreal. And who assumes the existence of God by being oblivious of the independent existence of his own becomes God, who is real. The Lord calls the embodied soul Jagata because of not cognizing the fact that I am sentient. Man started assuming the insentient body as I, his own self, and as mine. The self, through attributeless and imperishable, yet because of being Jagata, gets bound by sattvic, rajasa and tamasa modes. Nibadnati mahabaho dehe dehinam avyayam. In fact, the self, being a part of the divine God, is divine only. But being attached to the mundane Jagata, he becomes mundane. From ego downward to the earth, all is apara prakriti, lower nature. Therefore, as the earth is insentient, so is ego also matter. When the self, being identified with ego, becomes ahankara vimudatma, assumes ego as the self, then, having a gradual downfall, it becomes the insentient world. Its divinity is lost and it does not realize its divinity. Those who don't get attached to the modes, the matter vanishes for them, but they see only God everywhere. Vasudeva sarvam. All is God. But those who are attached to modes can't see God, but see the world only. Therefore, they perceive God also as worldly. They perceive even the transcendental Lord bound by modes and see immortal God as mortal, perishable. A devotee sees nothing else besides God. But the worldly people attached to the modes see only the world, nothing else. Therefore, a devotee attains only bliss, while a worldly person suffers only sorrow. Dukkhalayam. End of chapter 7, verse 13.